Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirlywear at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit whirlywear.com now and show your school spirit.
The best sliders in the triad are from Twin City Minis. Picture this, juicy sliders with premium Angus beef, crispy chicken, or even delicious veggie options. And don't forget the loaded fries that'll leave you craving for more. Visit them today and test the difference. Twin City Minis, where small bites bring big smiles. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Twin City Minis to see where the food truck will pop up next. When you think of the best burger sliders in the triad, think Twin City Minis.
If you've been sidelined by an injury, Emerge Ortho is here to get you back in the game. With urgent care to get your injury stabilized, and with orthopedic specialty care to get you back to your active life. Choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
So where exactly can you hear Tobacco Road Sports Radio?
Oh, North Carolina, Kernersville, Salisbury, you know what I'm saying? Burlington. Greensboro, Charlotte.
For the best in live sports debate, live sporting events, and more, tune in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio. TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com.
That's the North Carolina.
Archdale!
If you've been sidelined by an injury, Emerge Ortho is here to get you back in the game. With urgent care to get your injury stabilized, and with orthopedic specialty care to get you back to your active life, choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
You are locked into Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
This is LaMelo Ball, and you're listening to Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Charlotte Hornets, basketball, and the triad.
We're on the north side of Guilford County, just to the northern outskirts of the Greensboro metro area. This tornado warning goes for the next 19 minutes or so. And
all right, we family, man.
Yeah.
Got some dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, I know I'm a dog.
Hey,
I know Gerald.
Hey, you already know
you train a dog. Hey, we some dogs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we about to turn up one time on these boys. They're not ready.
They're not ready,
boys.
Like,
hey,
be honest.
It's their homecoming. Let's smash on these boys.
Yeah.
Let's smash on these boys.
This is Whirly Nation.
Welcome into the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show on this Monday night here from Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro. Ryan Stone and joined in by Grimsley head coach Daryl Brown, coming off a 42-35 victory over Huff on Friday night in the third round of the playoffs to advance to the regional semis. So just initial thought, how did you think your team played, just overall on Friday night?
I was really proud of our kids. I thought we responded to some hard, adverse situations, which we talked a lot about during the week. Hadn't been in many of those spots this season, especially in a while. So I was really curious to see how we would respond. And, we got some experienced guys that have been battle-tested. And I think that really showed on Friday night. And, anytime we got down, there was no panic. And our guys found ways to answer. And then I thought the second half we played really well, and especially the third quarter.
Yeah, second half you guys really seemed to take over. But I really thought the momentum swung two plays back-to-back, really. The fourth and two at the six-yard line where they went for it. First of all, with the kicker that they had, were you surprised they didn't kick there to try to make it a two-score game?
Last year they would have kicked for sure, and we knew that last year. But I think they play a little different under Coach Baker. And, he even said somewhere I read, I can't remember an article, but, he felt like that field goals wasn't going to be enough in that game, and I agree with that. And I think, hindsight's always 20/20. I think he talked about – maybe a different call. He gave the quarterback the option of the RPO where he said in his quote he wished he would have just ran the football. And, you know, I've been in that spot where you kind of, you know, sometimes it don't go your way and you wish you'd done something different. But yeah. I think as far as the decision to go for it, I agree with on his part, and we'd have probably done the same exact thing. And our kid made a really good play, and then we turned around and hit Alex on the big one.
Yeah, that was really where it seemed like it swung, yeah. Even though they came back and scored pretty quickly after that to retake the lead again. But that it really just felt like that kind of – you guys were off to a little bit of a slow start, and it really felt like that kind of jolted you guys.
Yeah, we were down a score there, and you had a chance to go down two scores and make that play. And then, you know, Coach Tripp makes a big-time call, I think, with the you know, the screen and go that we ran and hit Alex down the sideline. And that was a great time to call it. We're on the 5-yard line or whatever, and not a lot of people expecting it. And that's just the confidence that our staff and have in our kids to make plays in big-time situations, and they did.
You guys. I mean, they really did a pretty good job in the first half stopping the run. I think when, you know, on our end when we were keeping stats, I think, you know, they held you guys to around 45 yards, I believe, in the first half rushing. But it really felt like you guys kind of wore them down as the game went on.
Yeah, again, something that we talked a lot about during the week, and some of those guys were in that game last year. Our offensive lineman Mitchell, where, you know, is. It's going to be 2 yards. It's going to be 1 yard. It's going to be 3 yards, you know, kind of over and over and over. But just stay patient. Trust what we're doing. Keep banging away. You know, stay physical. Stay out of negative plays, which we did a good job of that. And eventually, you know, we'll be able to pop a few runs. And the second half, he creased a few, especially the long one there in the fourth quarter. But, you know, it's just a credit to our kids that – now, you know, it's easy to get frustrated, you know, because we're used to, like, you know, a couple of carries and boom, 50 yards, a couple of carries, boom, 60 yards. That's kind of how it's been most of the season. So it's just a credit to our kids understanding, you know, how the game's going to be played, the level of competition that we're going against, and just how it's just, you know, you got to stay patient and disciplined and determined. And, you know, those guys did that.
Yeah, they certainly did. There's no question about that. And it really, I mean, Mitchell ended up with over 200 yards on
second week in a row.
if you would have said that, you know, somebody in the first half watching that first half, they probably would have thought you were crazy. But he really broke out in that second half after you guys kind of wore him down.
He had a just a Warriors mentality, and he does all the time. And you're gonna talk to him tonight, but I think 30 carries for 206.
That's what I saw, something like that.
Against. You know, one of the state's elite defenses, you know, if not the elite defense in the state. So, I mean, it's just a credit to our offensive line and to him just banging away. You know, it's just the heart and the competitor that he is.
You mentioned negative plays, and the only one that I can really think of that you guys had was on the opening drive.
The sack
was about the only thing that I can think of. So it was a little bit of a rocky start for your sophomore quarterback, but he just stayed the course. There was no it didn't affect him.
And we've talked about that.
Yeah,
if you looked at FaZe on the sideline, you wouldn't know if we were up 50, down 50, game tied. Yeah. I mean, he's very cool. Doesn't get bothered, doesn't get rattled, did a great job when you go back and look at film, especially from the end zone view of hanging on to the football on that sack. His eyes were to the left and kind of got hit blindside from his right, and the ball was kind of out there, and he did a good job hanging on to that football and securing it on that sack. And again, it didn't bother him. You know, he stayed poised, made some really big time throws in critical situations. The slot fade, a couple first down throws to Alex on some dropouts. The ball in the third quarter to Darrell down the sideline. I mean, that ball was in the air for days. I mean, that was a bomb. But, you know, I mean, made some big runs too for us.
And
used his legs a little bit more and quarterback design stuff. So, he gets better every week.
Were you surprised, you know, what I had seen of Huff on the offensive side was it was a lot of bubble screens, a lot of short passes. They weren't necessarily throwing the ball down the field. It kind of seemed like they let turn Blakeney loose a little bit on Friday night. Did that surprise you guys at all?
No, I mean, you know, they were somewhat similar to kind of what we thought a little bit. You know, they looked like they trusted him for sure.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could see a few of the throws he made. He's got a really strong arm.
Yeah.
and you know, made some really good plays. And I think, I mean, he's obviously a good football player if he's playing quarterback for them.
Yeah.
And has the ability to do a lot of good stuff. And I thought our defense came up big in certain situations, especially the turnovers there in the second half. They were driving in the third quarter, and we had the big interception with Dion down there. That was a great play. And then Fred did a great job on the little flea flicker that they ran, and you know, staying in coverage. So kind of like, you know, we've talked about before, just making timely plays in big time moments, and that says a lot about our kids and how, you know, they responded at the half.
Obviously, it's a different game from last season, but still a very close game. And ironically enough, the same amount of total points scored in the same game as the game last
I didn't even think about that, but you're right. Yeah.
So it was pretty close in that regard, but obviously all in regulation this time as opposed to in overtime. When they were, when you guys are up by two scores, you kick it back off late in the game and they run the kickoff back.
Yeah, don't even, I'm telling you. I'm going to take blame for that one. You know, we've done a great job covering kicks, covering down all year, and hadn't had one returned on us all season. And, you know, Luke's percentage is pretty high of kicking them in the end zone.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably about 50% or so. But, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do. We kind of got out of our lanes in a couple spots. But going back, again, kind of like what I was talking about with Coach Baker, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Had it do ever again, we'd have probably sky-kicked that thing to the other side of the field, which we have. But, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't, at the time, didn't think a ton about it just because I do have a lot of trust in that unit going out there, because they hadn't gave us any reason to not trust them throughout the season. And, you know, but, I mean, tells you how important all the little things are. All it takes is one guy kind of being wrong, and, you know, in these type of moments against really good teams or really good players, that's all it takes for a big play to happen. So it's a great teaching point and learning point for our kids moving forward.
Well, it also, you know, it put you guys in a spot where there was, you know, pressure on you guys, one, to cover up two onside kicks,
because
they got to kick it the second time. So you covered, you know, pressure to cover up two onside kicks, and then also you have to get a couple first downs as well. And obviously you guys still were able to respond and run the clock out.
Yeah, I mean, because then we got, like you said, like some real game pressure.
Yeah.
You know, that again, that we haven't been in really this season. And, you know, sitting with a two-touchdown lead, you're feeling, you know, pretty good. And then immediately it's down to one score. And the first onside kick, you know, the rule where if you hit the ball on the ground and it goes, most of the officials will tell you head high, that's an illegal kick. And which it did. And so then they have to re-kick it, which kind of stinks because we recovered the first one. And now we got to do it again.
Yeah.
But Terrell got the second one as well. And then Mitch and our offensive line did a great job picking up the first down needed to seal the deal.
Yeah, certainly the case, because I mean, obviously, you know, they could have thrown a ton of pressure on you guys in that instance, where especially when it's such a quick turnaround, where it's, you know, you've got the two score lead, and then in a matter of moments, it's back to a 7-score game, and the pressure mounts up again. But it was,
I thought we handled that well, because I mean, again, just, I mean, you can easily get frustrated or become a little uneasy or panic a little bit, and our guys didn't.
Yeah, they certainly didn't. They did a great job finishing it off, no question about that. And we're talking to the head coach, Darryl Brown, here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show. We'll go ahead and step aside for our first time out. We'll bring Coach back later in the show to preview the matchup with Weddington this coming Friday. Coming up next, we'll catch up with Alex Taylor and Mitchell Summer. Stay tuned here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show.
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirlyware at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit Whirlyware.com now and show your school spirit.
The best sliders in the Triad are from Twin City Minis. Picture this, juicy sliders with premium Angus beef, crispy chicken, or even delicious veggie options. And don't forget the loaded fries that'll leave you craving for more. Visit them today and test the difference. Twin City Minis, where small bites bring big smiles. Follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Twin City Minis to see where the food truck will pop up next. When you think of the best burger sliders in the Triad, think Twin City Minis.
At Emerge Ortho, the choice is yours. With orthopedic specialists who deal with injuries like yours every day and a team approach that guides you from treatment through recovery, we're here to help you emerge stronger, healthier, better. Choose Emerge Ortho for your orthopedic specialty care.
Hey, Panther fans. Right now on the SiriusXM app, hear the most in-depth Carolina Panthers coverage anywhere with Believe in Carolina Panthers, part of the Believe Podcast Network on SiriusXM. Hear from me, Desmond Johnson, and my co-host, Skylar Callahan from Sports Illustrated, and Panther great Jonathan Stewart, as we break down the Panthers before and after every game through the NFL season. Your team, your podcast. Search BLEAV in Carolina Panthers on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do you believe?
For the best high school football games in the Triad every Friday.
Can't touch this.
Live sports talk on everything from ACC to Bowman Gray.
Can't touch this.
The most extensive Carolina Panthers coverage in the Triad.
Can't touch this.
Plus your exclusive home for Charlotte Hornets in the Triad.
Break it down.
Add in your Triad home for North Carolina A&T Athletics, and you've got Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad sports.
One-on-one down the sideline. Warren caught the ball. 10-5. He's in. Touchdown, Aggies.
Kernersville, craving that authentic southern flavor? Look no further than J. Pepper's Southern Grill. If you're ready for a mouth-watering journey through the South with soulful comfort food that'll make your taste buds dance, their secret, locally sourced ingredients and time-honored recipes that bring an unmistakable southern charm to every dish. Plus a full bar with microbrews. Whether it's a family meal, a date night, or just some good old southern hospitality you're after, J. Pepper's Southern Grill has you covered. Join them today and experience the heart and soul of the South at J. Pepper's Southern Grill in Kernersville, where southern flavors come to life. Discover the menu at jpeppers.com or give them a call at 336-497-4727.
Are you looking for the next best soul food spot to please your palate? What if I told you there's one right under your nose? Welcome to Taste of the Triad, located in the old Bell Brothers Cafeteria, location at 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem. Authentic southern comfort food in a family atmosphere. At Taste of the Triad, you can have Sunday dinner anytime. Baked chicken, fried chicken to order, the best meatloaf in the Triad, ribs, baked mac and cheese, and more. Check out Sunday Smackdown with beef and pork ribs, smoked turkey legs, collard greens, yams, and much more. Are y'all hungry yet? Did I even mention the live music on Sundays? Comfort soul food in the heart of the Triad. Taste of the Triad, 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem. Check out the menu at tasteofthetriad.com.
Grimsby Whirlies Coaches Show on this Monday night. Ryan Stone, and now joined in by the starting running back of the Grimsby Whirlies, Mitchell Summers, coming off another 200-yard, four-touchdown night for you. That's been pretty par for the course this season. I'm just curious, are you aware how special of a season you're having? Like, has it set in for you how great of a season you're having?
I've been talking to my dad about it, and he has been keeping up with my stats, stat-checking me, making sure that I'm doing better than I am last year. I know I'm just at that point. I'm hitting 2,000 yards before fourth round of playoffs, and I think I was higher than that. And I had less carries this year compared to last year.
Yeah.
I'm still doing better. So
yeah, I think the yards per carry average is 9.2. So it's been impressive. You had to fight for it a little more this past Friday, though, against a really good Huff defense. I mean, that first half, they held you below 50 yards. I don't know if that's happened in a half for you all season, getting held below 50 yards in a half. You really kind of broke through in the second half. Was there any frustration for you in that first half?
Frustration, I wouldn't say no. I was more talking to my line because I knew going into the game how the game was going to be. I already knew that they was going to be the best defense that I have gone against all year. So I was preaching to my O-line. I was trying to tell them, like, what was really happening was the backside. I just needed the backside cut off, and it would crease way more than what it was. So after talking to him and installing some new stuff during halftime, it definitely creased up. And I know I was running harder in that second half for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that was evident. I mean, you definitely started to break some longer runs in that second half. And it was pretty evident early in the second half. You started kind of getting the 5-6 yarders before breaking any, you know, super big ones or anything like that. Is that the toughest defense you've ever played, in your opinion?
In my opinion, yes. Yeah. Yes, they're the best defense that I've played against all my high school career. Except for my freshman year being on scout team. I had the defense was like Travis and Tamori. Yeah, that was scary.
You made it through that without getting hurt, huh?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Very.
You're a tough guy.
Yeah.
As you know, it's your junior season, I know, but you guys obviously have a pretty big senior class that's been here for a lot. What's kind of kept you guys sharp throughout this season? Because it's been you guys have pretty much been in lockstep all season. There really hasn't been any kind of, you know, frustration or anything like that, or anything that's, you know, gone off the rails or anything like that. What has kept you guys, I guess, grounded and together this season, in your opinion?
To make it back to the championship and win it this time. It was very frustrating not winning states last year, making it that far. And so all off season we was putting the work in, trying to prove ourselves again, because it is a new year. We're just trying to make it all the way to states. I know for sure, like, this next game is one game at a time, but this game next is very important because we will make history. We haven't won a away playoff game since 2018. We've been talking about that. So it would be very nice for especially my senior class to do that. And also, if we win that game, we have a chance to come play back at Jameis Stadium, fifth round. So I like their home to at least have a last home game and know about it.
That would certainly be a big opportunity, no question about that. From what you know about this Weddington team, what you've seen about them maybe a little bit on film so far, what are your early impressions, what you know about them?
They're definitely a sound defense. They're definitely sound, I can say. They're coached very well. They don't make too many mistakes, I could say that. They're very well-rounded. They have multiple playmakers on their defense. Pretty young up front, looking at film, but it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, they certainly have a lot of talent. You are right. They're a little young in the middle. I think they're probably three of their four best defensive players are sophomores, which is kind of wild to say. But one of them is the son of a Carolina Panthers legend, so I guess that's kind of how that goes in that situation. When you look back at you were a part of the game last year when Weddington came here, and that was another great game, kind of similar to when you guys played Huff last season. And again, that game again kind of lived up to the hype again this season. When you think about that game against Weddington last season, what kind of comes to mind for you?
I definitely don't want to make the same mistakes that I made last year against Weddington, even though that we had one. A couple of my blocks that I missed last year, I wasn't the best block. I was a pretty good blocker, but I'm not nearly as good as I am this year, and I like to show that blocking better, running harder, running faster, just as much as I can help my team in any way to win.
I know you're wrestling is your other sport. Mm-hmm. How much does that carry over to football for you? How much does that help you? How much do they carry over to each other, I guess, in terms of, you know, helping you be good at both?
Wrestling has always helped me, definitely mental. Wrestling is definitely a mental sport. By all means, it's one-on-one for all 6 minutes. If you lose, that's your fault. Wrestling has made me tough. It's made me super balanced, as you can see. Balance is one of the key factors, and if you start speaking about Mitchell Summers, he has good balance. He can get out of stuff. So it has always helped me.
That's actually what I was going to go to next, was the balance. You have very good balance. There's no question about that. Low center of gravity as well. I think that helps you also. When you're running and, you know, you're playing against a good defense like you did last week, like you're going to see again this week. Do you take personal? Is that something that, you know, you take personal and you're trying to show what you can do against, you know, guys that are obviously highly touted?
Yes, especially when you start talking about Huff, you would think, especially going for college, they're the ideal size all around. So somebody as they would call me an undersized running back. But as you call me, I'm undersized. Definitely going against a team that you would say that is ideal in the size and strength, and I go have a good game or I'm doing good in that game, it shows that I can actually hang with people, which is very good.
Yeah, I mean, there have been undersized running backs that have made impact at the higher level. So, I mean, it can be done. I think, you know, the ability you've shown, I think somebody is going to take a chance at some point. I know that's probably been a little bit of a frustration for you, especially with the numbers that you've put up.
I've just been praying. I've just been praying, talking to my dad about it. Well, it'll all play out. This God's plan.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to approach it. No question about that. What do you think will be the keys this Friday for you guys to go to Weddington and get a win?
Definitely staying disciplined to the game. We have to stay disciplined up front, no missing blocks. Even when it comes to receivers, no missing blocks. Even for me, them little plays are going to be good. This isn't one of them games where it's going to be a 70-yard bomb or 70-yard run. It's going to be more of a 5-6. We need those little yards, them hitches. We need those. All of that, and definitely from the defensive side, we have to be hoist on defense because they do a lot of stuff on defense that try to mess them up and stuff like that. So hopefully we will be right, but our scout team is going to get us right.
They've done a great job so far, no question about that. Mitchell, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we wish you the best of luck on Friday night.
Thank you so much.
And that's good stuff from Grimsley running back Mitchell Summers. We'll step aside here for another timeout. When we come back, we'll catch up with wide receiver Alex Taylor. Stay tuned here on the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show.
Hey y'all, Tiny's Mobile Auto. Is your car broke down? Are you stuck somewhere? Do you need a mechanic? Don't want to call a tow truck? Call Tiny's Mobile Auto. He'll come out to you, do your work, whatever you need done, your regular maintenance, or if you're broke down on the side of the road, give him a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 336-423-6241. You don't even have to see me. Just let me know what's wrong with your car and I will come and fix it, y'all. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, I'm on the Twitters, whatever you guys need, 336-423-6241. As always, I'll be seeing you.
Greensboro's favorite hangout is Calling Your Name. Natty Green's Downtown invites you to experience the heart and soul of downtown Greensboro's vibrant dining scene. Enjoy our mouthwatering dishes from juicy burgers to savory barbecue and everything in between. And what's a great meal without great brews? Natty Green's offers a hand-picked selection of craft beers that will perfectly complement your dining experience. So come on over to Natty Green's Downtown Greensboro. Find us at 345 South Elm Street or visit nattygreens.com online. Give us a call at 336-274-1373.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan is here. Your local agent can help you create an affordable car insurance price.
Visit Susanna Nunn, State Farm Insurance in Kernersville.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary.
Looking for your real estate expert in Kernersville? Meet Nikki Rottweiler, your go-to expert with the unrivaled knowledge of the market. From hidden gems to prime profiles, she's got the inside scoop. Don't miss out on the opportunity of a lifetime. Contact Nikki Rottweiler today and experience the difference firsthand. Call Nikki at 336-448-9309 to get started. Head Realty Group, opening dreams one door at a time.
You are locked into Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
Back in the Natty Greens in downtown Greensboro for the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show. Ryan Stone now joined in by Grimsley Whirly wide receiver Alex Taylor, also the UNC commit. So Alex, You're a senior on this team. Obviously, you were in the playoff push last year and the last two seasons. What did you think of the way you guys played this past Friday night?
Third round game against a good opponent. I feel like we played pretty good. You know, offense came out, we got stopped. Defense got scored on, but I feel like we fought back. Second half, got the stops that we needed. Played pretty well the whole game. I feel like we managed pretty much dominated the whole game, even though we didn't play that much good to our standards. So, but other than that, I feel like we played great.
The 70-yard bomb in the second quarter that you caught, that was kind of part of two plays back-to-back that really swung the game, in my opinion. When you get that play call and that ball's in the air, what's going through your mind at that moment?
A lot of things, actually. Just random things I just be thinking about. It's kind of crazy, but really just trying to think about catch this ball, score, get us in a position to get a touchdown, come back.
You also had the touchdown catch you had where you kind of twisted your body back in the opposite direction. How were you able to make that catch? Because, I mean, one, he put it in a spot where only you could catch it, but there was two defenders in that vicinity, and you were able to contort back and make that grab.
Great throw by Faison. Put it, like you said, where only I could get it. And just practicing, training them, making those catches on a regular basis makes it easy to do it in the game. Knowing my team has to have it, I'm got to make sure I get that catch.
I know, you know, playing this Weddington team on Friday, you're playing a future teammate in Keenan Jackson. Are you guys familiar with each other? You guys know each other? How much do you guys talk?
We talk a lot. You know, played against him in 7-on-7 as well this year before we was committed. But being committed now, you know, we've been talking every week. You know, kind of got a thing with the receivers.
Yeah.
Committed to Chapel Hill. Point system, so it's been pretty fun. But this week can't talk to him too much, so strictly business.
He's the enemy this week.
Yes, sir.
I guess, you know, as you know, when you think back to that Weddington game last season, I mean, that was another really close, great playoff game last season. What comes to your mind when you think back to that game last season?
Just gotta stay confident. You know, we was down late in that game, got the field goal block, so. Just keep working, you know, the thing's going to go our way eventually. But this year I'm very confident in our team, you know. They lost some big guys, we lost some big guys, but we got a lot coming back. I feel like we can make it work this year.
When you look at them on film, what you've seen of them so far this season, what do you notice about them, particularly as a receiver matching up against those DBs?
They kind of want you to run a lot of plays on the offensive side, you know, keep everything in front of them. Gang tackle, they're a very disciplined team, you know, stay in their gap. So we're just going to have to get our chunks, kind of like last week, a little less big plays, more like 5, 6, 7 in there, you know, convert on third down. So just play our ball, and it should work out in our favor.
You're facing another, you know, a future opponent in this game as well in terms of college. They've got a DB going to Wake Forest as well. I mean, do you expect to see a lot of him one-on-one on Friday night?
I really don't, actually, unless it's some formation-wise. You know, we've seen he's been one-on-one, but I really don't see them running a lot of man-to-man, more a zone team. Like I said, really want to keep everything in front of them. They run a lot of too high, so I don't really think they're going to play that much one-on-one.
Okay, gotcha. As you get prepared for this game, what do you think will be the keys on Friday night for you guys to be able to go out there and get a win?
Like last week, can't go 3-and-out. Our defense really helped us out with that, getting stops when we needed it. So definitely trying to score each and every drive, you know, keep the ball in, on their side of the field. And just play the way we've been playing on defense. We've been getting stops, a lot of tackles, I think we had two interceptions last week, so we've been getting turnovers. And offense just keep doing us, you know. Mitch go break a run here and there all the time, and all our receivers just keep making plays.
Offense, like you mentioned, kind of got off to a little bit of a slower start by you guys' standards last week. How important do you think it is to get off to a better start this week than you got off to last week?
Very important, you know, playing at Weddington. They have a great environment. You know, it's going to be packed. So, like Coach Brown always says, it's Grimsley versus everybody, and it's really going to be that this weekend. So,
yeah.
Trying to get off, do what we do, and get out to a good start.
It's pretty much going to be Grimsley versus versus Charlotte this this weekend. There's there's been a lot of talk online in turn from some of the Charlotte schools. I've been told by the producer, by the producer. He says there's been a lot of talk. But you know, we've been talking to Alex Taylor as they get ready to take on Weddington on Friday night. Alex, as always, appreciate you taking the time to join us, and wish you the best of luck on Friday night.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
We'll step aside for another timeout. When we come back, we'll catch back up with Coach Brown and preview the matchup coming up this Friday with Weddington in the fourth round of the playoffs.
So where exactly can you hear Tobacco Road Sports Radio?
Oh, North Carolina, Kernersville, Salisbury, you know what I'm saying? Burlington. Greensboro, Charlotte.
For the best in live sports debate, live sporting events, and more, tune in to Tobacco Road Sports Radio. TobaccoRoadSportsRadio.com.
It's the North Carolina.
Archdale!
Support Grimsley Athletics by purchasing your Whirlywear at all home varsity football games. Show your Grimsley spirit with a t-shirt, car magnet, game day car flag, keychains, logoed blanket, and so much more. Visit Whirlywear.com now and show your school spirit.
When you combine soul food with comfort food, you get Taste of the Triad. For great southern cooking that tastes like a slice of heaven, come by Taste of the Triad, 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem. Owner Sabrina Wingo and staff treat you like family and are able to take care of all of your catering needs and private parties. Recently selected as one of the most accomplished restaurants in the Triad area, have Sunday dinner any day of the week at Taste of the Triad, 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem.
Mossy's Eats, Ales, and Spirits in Clemens is a unique family-friendly sports restaurant with an awesome bar and fresh menu that keeps guests coming back for more. Try the pizzas, buffalo bites, and wings, sandwiches, burgers that make your mouth water, made in-house, plus 23 taps and a variety of craft beers. Have a cocktail and relax at Mossy's. Plus, with 33 HD TVs and all the sports packages around, you can watch pretty much any game you can imagine at Mossy's. Plus, a year-round outdoor patio. Fun atmosphere, great food. What more can you ask for? Mossy's Eats, Ale, and Spirits, 6235 Town Center Drive in Clemens. Visit our website at mossysclemens.com.
Are you craving the bold, delicious flavors of Mexico right here in Kernersville? Look no further than Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina. At Frida's, we're serving up mouthwatering dishes that will transport your taste buds straight to Mexico. From sizzling fajitas to cheesy enchiladas, we've got it all. And what's a Mexican fiesta without a margarita? Our bartenders craft the finest margaritas in town so you can sip, relax, and enjoy the vibrant atmosphere of our cantina. Why wait? Join us at Frida's Mexican Kitchen and Cantina today. 550 Pineview Drive in Kernersville. Call and place a pickup order at 336-497-5050. Frida's, where the flavors of Mexico come to life.
Back into the Grimsley Whirlwies Coaches Show on this Monday night, and joined in again now by head coach Daryl Brown as they get ready to take on a very good Weddington team on Friday night. Weddington, the top seed in the 4 West district. I guess, you know, first of all, obviously that was another terrific game that you guys played last season. It's kind of wild how you're playing two teams 2 years in a row, same spots again. When you think about that game from last season, what kind of comes to mind for you?
Just a real tough, hard-fought game, you know, and they made some plays. We made some big plays, especially on special teams with the block extra point and the block field goal. But, you know, just two football teams that didn't beat themselves and just kind of kept getting after one another until, you know, kind of find a way to win. But they're well-coached, they're well-schooled. They don't ever beat themselves, and they're really solid in all three phases.
Yeah, that's kind of been their hallmark for years, is that they just don't beat themselves. They may not be the flashiest team in the world, but they just don't beat themselves. I mean, they're more talented now than maybe they have been potentially in the past. When you look at them on film, what kind of stands out about them to you?
Well, starting on with their offense, I mean, starts with the quarterback. He's a really, really good football player. Big kid, can make all the throws, very heady. Very rarely seen turn the football over. You know, we'll go through his progression, get the ball to the right guys, doesn't force anything much, has the ability to run, really good runner. Their offensive line, solid, a good size. They have, multitude of guys in the backfield that can carry the football and do good things with it, and they don't try to do too much. They get downhill and get positive yards. And then, of course, 11 on the outside is a very talented wide receiver. He's probably caught 75 to 80 balls, maybe more. Guy has the ability to go up and get it on anyone. He has the ability to catch it and go 70 on you in a heartbeat. So he's a really, phenomenal football player, the best we've played against for sure. I think our DBs have gotten looks like that against our guys with Alex and Terrell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's going to be similar to them, very, very much like those guys. So offensively, I think they're a really good football team, and they do a lot of different things to – put you in conflict with their formations and stuff. Defensively, very similar. I'm just, very sound, play good disciplined football, very up front. They're technicians, squeeze down blocks, rally to the football. I mean, anytime on film you'll see maybe a guy break a tackle, but then, boom, somebody else is right on them. And it's just everybody plays hard. And, I think that's a lot like us, a credit to their coaching staff. But I've always said, I said this last year, I think the two programs in a lot of ways kind of mirror each other. I would like to think that, we're a hard, tough, disciplined, physical type football team. And I think they're a lot like that as well. So it ought to be a good one.
Yeah, it certainly should be. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people in attendance looking forward to this one. And, kind of a game, I guess it's kind of been circled maybe all season. Are expected to happen at some point. The two teams have kind of been towards the top of the four West region for a while now.
Yeah, so. I mean, when you saw the brackets come out, you knew there was a chance. I mean, obviously, Huff, great competition.
Yeah.
I mean, very capable of winning the whole thing. And I kind of said last year, like, we got going, and I said, man, we played like five teams that I felt was capable of winning the state championship. And we played them like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Huff, same way, now Weddington. And so, it's a gauntlet, but it makes it worth it. And, anything worth having is hard.
Yep.
So it's not going to come easy. So our guys are excited for the challenge.
Do you feel like a game like last week's where you had to, fight all the way to the end, and there was, and you had to rally from some deficits in that game a couple times, had to rally from deficits. Do you feel like a game like that helps you, especially since you have to go on the road this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was good for us to get in a game like that for sure. And our kids knew it was going to be that kind of game. Our coaches knew it was going to be that kind of game. So I really think it prepares you. And again, our kids, enough of these guys, you just talk to two of them, they understand what we're about to go against because they were a part of that last year. And, they understand the level of competition and what we're walking into and how the atmosphere is going to be. So, again, like, as a competitor, that's what you want. And our kids are competitors, and they look forward to tough, hard environments and that level of competition. I think they raise their game when we play teams like that.
What do you think will be the keys if you guys are going to be able to go on the road and win this game on Friday night?
Yeah, very similar to last Friday. I mean, I think it's, responding. when things don't go well, because there's going to be times where things don't go well, because they're a good football team, well coached, and good players. So being able to respond, you know, when you get in those situations, and not letting up if you kind of get up at any point in time, and you know, understand it's going to be a four-quarter battle, and don't panic. Just kind of continue to stay patient and take what they give us. And I think we got enough guys that when the opportunity presents itself, they'll have they'll make plays. And so, again, staying out of negative situations on offense, you know, staying ahead of the chains. And then defensively, you know, being able to, again, you know, create some turnovers, you know, limit the big play, and just, you know, making sure we do our job. They're going to pick up first downs. They're going to move the football. They're going to score. But if we can create some turnovers by being aggressive, being physical, that'll be huge.
Yeah, certainly it will be the case. Should be a good one, no question about that. Coach, as always, appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we wish you the best of luck on Friday night.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Again, that's good stuff from Grimsley head coach Darryl Brown as they get ready to go on the road and take on Weddington in the regional or 4 regional semifinal on Friday night. We'll have a coverage coming at 7:30 or starting at 6:30 on Tobacco Road Sports Radio on Friday night. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Grimsley Whirlies Coaches Show.